With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Wildland firefighting is a team effort. California has helped Montana during wildfire crises, and Montana is now returning the favor. Edward O'Brien reports.
California's fires have consumed tens of thousands of acres and forced thousands to flee their homes. With their resources stretched thin and firefighters battling fatigue, incident commanders reached out for help Sunday. 9 western states, including Montana, responded.
Right now we've got approximately 65 people and 25 vehicles that are headed, as we speak, en route to California.
That's Montana Department of Military Affairs spokesman Captain Dan Bushnell. Military Affairs works hand-in-hand with the Montana Department of Emergency Services.
In my career, I've seen California support us more than 4 or 5 times. They have sent engines and personnel up here to help us during our fire season. So it's really a good neighborly thing to do. We're helping them. They've helped us in the past.
Staff from roughly 18 local fire agencies from across Montana will be gone for more than 2 weeks. That includes 14-day deployments with a total of 4 days travel. Lincoln Chute is Flathead County's fire services manager.
We really don't have a very large wildland potential at this point in time. When you got snow on the ground, you don't really feel like your wildland equipment is really critical to have right in your area.
Chute says several fire departments from Flathead County, including Big Fork, Marion, Whitefish, and Evergreen, have engines and staff heading west to California.
So by spreading them out, it really actually is a benefit, I believe, because what you end up doing is you're giving experience and knowledge and skills that you typically would not have on these bigger incident types that they can bring back. And on a really bad day in Montana, you know, you have some people that have another experience level.
Helena Fires Assistant Chief Mike Chambers says 6 local firefighters and 2 trucks deployed for California Tuesday. That's a first for his team.
We really haven't had the staffing and the training, you know, many, many years back. But since Helena sits within the wildland urban interface and we do have wildland incidents, we've really been ramping up our wildland training and expertise and whatnot over the last number of years. And this year, we want to be involved. Our city manager is from California. She very much understands the issues that occur down there. And we're just happy to be on board to be able to have our crews highly trained and ready to go.
2 engines and 6 firefighters from Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings, are joining the fight in California. Fire Chief Rich Cowger.
When a state, especially like California, who has a very robust mutual aid system, they have a very robust fire system as a whole. When they're reaching out for help, you know it's a bad day for them.
Cowger says the aid coming in from the 9 states responding to California's plea for help will hopefully give the Golden State's first responders a chance to catch up.
Because even though everything is going on with the big fires, they still have normal operations to contend to. Those local fire departments still have their day-to-day EMS calls, car accidents, structure fires, those kind of things to handle. Plus, now these catastrophic wildland fires on top of that. So, in the fire service, people don't typically reach out for help unless they really need it. They're asking for help, so, you know, we've got it.
Forecasters say all the elements are in place Tuesday evening for a powerful new round of Southern California's notorious Santa Ana winds. The National Weather Service predicts what it's calling a, quote, remarkable and dangerous event, end quote, with 60 to 70 mile per hour gusts in the mountains and some valleys. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.